Around Christmas time, I told a story in my homily at the school mass, and I think it fits in pretty well with this gospel as well. Because when I first got home from Rome, after 4 years abroad, my parents were wanting me to clean out my closet and go through some stuff that had been there for the last couple of decades. So I went in and I started to pull stuff out. And one thing that I came across was an orange pinball machine for a tabletop. It was the Crash Dummies, which some of us might remember. And I remember that it was my favorite toy that I ever got at Christmas. It was a very simple thing, probably cost $20, but I had asked for it in the Sears catalog, Santa had brought it, and it was fantastic. I played with it the day I got it, all morning, all afternoon, all evening, until I fell asleep on the living room floor beside it. And now, 20 years later, I was pulling it out, and it had been neglected for all those years. And it was a very poignant thing for me, because it reminded me of how passing life is and how the things that we almost worship when we receive them become meaningless over time. The same feeling I got around that same time when I pulled out that pinball machine, I bought a new car, and it was the first time I had bought a new car in 8 years. So for me, it was a big deal, and it's like when anybody buys a new car. We're pretty excited. We look for opportunities and excuses to drive it around, to add a few miles to our trip. Well, just a year later, I barely ever want to drive it. And if I do, it's only for the destination. It's just become another tool. It's no longer something that gives me joy. In other words, the times when we put our very being into the things of this world, we know from our own experience, without me having to convince anybody, that it doesn't last. And that's what the whole message of this gospel is. So if we look at what Christ is saying in this parable, you have this rich man who had a bountiful harvest. Now, rightly, if you're having a harvest that's bountiful, the first thing you should do is thank God, because what goes into having a bountiful harvest? A lot of things that are out of your control. But he doesn't have that. Instead, he's wondering to himself where to store it all, because he doesn't have a big enough barn. He doesn't think about asking others if they have needs. In fact, he's so self-centered that he speaks in this parable only to himself. And it's almost comical, because he talks to himself and asks himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have enough space to store my harvest." And he said to himself, "This is what I shall do." So he'll tear down his barns and build a new one. And then he even predicts what he will then say to himself. "I shall then say to myself, now as for you, you have stored up so many good things for years. Rest, eat, and dream, be merry." He's so self-centered, he turns so much on himself, that he doesn't even have anyone else to talk to. These items have become his life. They've become his God. And what happens? God demands his life that very evening. And he asks, "What will you tell God then?" Well, it's bound to be a pretty awkward conversation between him and God. Because when he gets up there, to the place where God says to put your treasure, the treasure in heaven, he's not going to have anything up there because he put it all in his barn. So it's a message for each one of us, because ultimately we're all facing death. Imminently or later, what do we tell God if our life is demanded of us this evening? And it may be. I always like to repeat the words of one of the popes from the 16th century who said, "If you think of death, you won't sin. If before you're about to go into sin, you think about your own death and your own mortality, you won't sin." Because this man will have very little to show for himself when he gets up there. And so really, Christ is giving us a wake-up call. We all have something in our lives that we're putting in front of him. There's always something that we're holding back. And each of us can probably think about what it is. And as long as we have that, we're not completely able to give ourselves over. And holiness is not a matter of becoming perfect, because we'll never get to that point, but it's working towards that. Christ said, "Be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect." So it's a matter of continually divesting ourselves and stripping ourselves of the things that get between us and Him. And the more we do that, the more we strip those things away from us, the more we gain up treasure in heaven. The less we have filling our barn, which will be left behind to decay. So we have to make sure that we're looking for those things, that we're improving ourselves moment by moment, making ourselves holier. There's no falling back or moving forward. There's no staying still. There's either moving forward or falling back in the spiritual life. If we're not progressing, if we're not divesting ourselves of the things between us and God, we're falling backwards. We're not staying in the same place. And we have to do it now. You know, there's no waiting until Monday, or waiting until next week, or until the fall comes. We have to make these decisions now. And so we have to make ourselves holier from moment to moment, each one of us, myself included. So don't think, how am I going to start my prayer life tomorrow? Ask yourself, how am I going to spend the second half of this Mass better than I did the first half? How am I going to say the Nicene Creed in a couple of minutes with more feeling and more devotion than I did last week? What kind of spirit of devotion am I going to have as I come up to receive our Lord, so that when I receive Him, I know that I'm really receiving His body and blood, soul and divinity, so that when I walk away from that encounter, I'm truly changed. So we have to be holier in the next minute than we were the one before, otherwise we're less holy. And that's the constant idea that we have to have. Not that we stress out about it, but that we continue to think about ways that we can improve our spiritual life and come closer to God. So we all have our mission now. The mission is to become holier all the time. God's made it easy for us. He's given us the sacraments. He's given us Himself. He's given us parables like the one today to wake us up from the doldrums. So we have all the help we need. But we have to make the commitment. God's put the pinball in our court.